Welcome to Israel 18 News at 2 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The weather today is clear and sunny across most of Israel. In Tel Aviv, it's warm and inviting, while Jerusalem enjoys a gentle breeze. Haifa sees pleasant temperatures, perfect for an afternoon stroll. Eilat remains sunny and warm as we head into the evening. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports just in that Hamas used drones provided by Hezbollah and Iran to disable Israeli observation equipment during the initial wave of attacks on October 7. Also, the Times of Israel notes earlier today that an IDF reservist was killed in a Hezbollah explosive drone attack in northern Israel. Also this hour, according to JNS, Prime Minister Netanyahu stated that the war with Iran isn't over, emphasizing ongoing tensions. Separately, I-24 News reports that a woman was killed and four others injured in a shooting in Ramallah. Authorities have arrested a suspect. And finally, from the Australian Jewish News, there's an appeal for Australians to stand with Israel, advocating for equal treatment for the Jewish community. Reaction has been swift on social media. Seth Frantzman, a journalist, posted just minutes ago about Israel's robust air defense performance, noting improvements and high interception rates. Al Arabiya English reports just now that an explosion has occurred in a building in Iran's city of Arak. OSINT613, an open-source intelligence analyst, writing recently noted that Israel has no shortage of missile interceptors, quoting a statement from Rafael Steinitz. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation from Walla, Hamas reportedly utilized advanced drones to disable critical observation tools at the border. These drones represent a new level of sophistication, aided by Hezbollah and Iran. This tactic shows evolving strategies in the conflict, challenging Israel's defensive measures. Turning to the Times of Israel's report, the attack on an IDF reservist comes amid ongoing tensions with Hezbollah. The use of an explosive drone highlights the technological threats facing Israel. This incident underscores the volatile security environment in the north, impacting military and civilian safety. Meanwhile, JNS highlights Netanyahu's comments on the war with Iran. His remarks come during a U.S. interview, stressing the persistent threat Iran poses. This statement aims to rally international support and awareness of the ongoing regional conflict. In a related development from I-24 News, the shooting in Ramallah adds to domestic security concerns. The quick arrest of a suspect suggests effective police response. However, it reflects underlying societal tensions that need addressing for community safety. Lastly, from the Australian Jewish News, the call for Australians to support Israel focuses on equality and fair treatment. This appeal seeks to strengthen international ties and understanding in the face of rising global tensions. On the economic front, first, Mariv Business reports a shift in shopping trends, with power centers outpacing malls in sales, particularly during the March-April period. Separately, Globes notes that Smotrich is seen opposing Netanyahu's mortgage subsidy plan. This plan faces criticism from Treasury and the Bank of Israel for its potential economic impact. And finally, Walla Business highlights a new threat from Iran, targeting undersea internet cables in the Strait of Hormuz. This move poses a significant risk to global communications infrastructure. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 3 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.